This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster, my podcast.
And this is The Rock.
I'd smell whatever.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Bird The Rock. Wingson. Yeah. Big Bird. Big Bird Chase. Big Bird Chase.
Yeah. Just said Big Bird. The best part about this is how cranky the elephant looks in the illustration. Like, he's got a real, like, this again? Like, look on his face that I think is really worth it.
No. Oh, jeez. You have to walk all the way back home.
Does it look at this? Like, he's got, they drew, like, he's just got one dot for an eye and then a little eyebrow pointing downwards, like he's a little angry face. It's very funny. Like, it is the coolest thing about this entry, which is just like a bird. It's not even a special bird. It doesn't even have powers other than the fact that it's big.
Yeah, it's gigantic. It will blot out the sun.
I think the idea is that, like, this is the hidden terror that's in all birds. Like, if they were bigger, like, any bird could be a rock.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. You know, and fuck us up. Like, I'm glad that birds aren't bigger.
And, like, sufficiently big birds already fuck shit up. Like a vulture, or, like, an especially big eagle. You know, you see footage of those towns, like, up in Alaska that are overrun by the eagles, and it's kind of terrifying. You know, yeah. Here in the Midwest and all over a lot of the U.S., fucking Canada geese, you know?
Yeah. I don't want to fight a goose. Like, you walk up to a goose and it's like starts like honking at you and like its head's moving in unpredictable ways.
Yeah.
You know,
like I've had geese fight my car is how angry and shitty they are. Yeah. Yep, goose walked up, pecked my front bumper and my airbag deployed.
Yeah, back in the day when you said that you got hit by another car and broke your ribs, now we know the truth.
Yep. Cole lost a game of Kari Goosey. Yeah.
Yeah. Y'all got goosed.
I don't honestly want to hurt a bird, but I have thought about tying a goose's neck in a knot before.
Yeah. I would punch a goose in the face if it wasn't so wily and like was trying to get me.
Well, yeah, that's the same thing you do to a shark.
Yeah, exactly. That's how you reject them. That's how you teach them that you're not easy prey.
Right.
Because otherwise, you know, you are. You know, like I don't want a regular bird, like even like just a normal bird, like owls will fuck your shit up.
Oh yeah.
You know, like they like rip off your scalps and stuff. Like, you know, bird kind is not you know, they're not domesticated.
No.
Like they're not used to people. They're not friendly.
There are domesticated birds, but the vast majority of the birds that you see are not.
Yeah. Yeah. Most birds are wild, and it's like it's part of their symbology. Like they're definitely wild, like free as a bird.
Right.
That does not mean it is not under the yoke of man.
Right. And does not observe nor care for our well being.
Yeah, or our laws or our, you know, social mores.
Yeah. They've got their own laws. They're pretty complex.
Yeah, like you just like swoop down, just like they don't care about our social mores. They're just gonna swoop down and like beak Bowser's ass. So just like, you know, and nothing's gonna stop them.
So something that's
first date,
something that is they just eating ass on the first date.
That's what a rock does. Okay. That's what a bird does, because one, who's going to stop it?
Okay, sorry.
Two, it cares nothing for our social mores. Like, I think that's generally frowned upon, but you get a rock up there and like, what does it care?
Okay, yeah.
No, it's got to get up in that shit.
Sorry, I was distracted because I was picking up this book so I could actually say its title because I forgot it. And then you said something ghastly. This is a point where I'm starting to get a little bit disillusioned, because like, hey, this illustration of the thing carrying the elephant, if I was better read, I would be able to tell you that, yes, that's just what rocks do. Like that is, yeah you know, like as part of the Arabian Nights. You know,
yeah.
And I'm learning these details from the Book of Imaginary Beings by Borges. So
there's also like rocks, right? Like that's the other, the phrasing.
Yeah. Marco Polo found out about them. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's just different words for this guy.
Yeah.
You know, and then they do carry around elephants. Like the noteworthy thing is not that it's an elephant. It's how funny, you know, the elephant's having a bad time. You know, and elephants are no great shakes either. I don't think elephants care about our laws. Elephants are not domesticated. Cool. I'm getting terrified at the grand number of animals that don't care about my well-being. I'm all of a sudden I'm feeling very surrounded and alone on this planet, as far as
very insignificant.
Yeah, like if every animal I run into would just as soon see me dead, and it's like me, roars, and humankind, and that's all I got on my side.
Oh, Gary,
and
then there's just like even, billions of birds. Not even that.
Wait, that's true. Like there's like, you know, maybe 25% of humankind. You know, maybe.
And I would say like five people max. Five people max. Don't wish you ill. Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.